Welcome to the Vineyard Podcast, your weekly dose of fun,
yes,
laughter,
mm-hmm.
banter, and a whole lot of realness.
Yes. Real tongue twister right there.
I want to say hi to the
We're
people.
We're back. Hi, people. Back from the Easter break.
Yes. So today we have a very interesting topic, for lack of a better word, how to put it. Gray areas. And when I think about gray areas, I'm thinking about things that don't have a clear set of rules. How do we come? Uko tuko.
Okay, mm-hmm. after in scripture, maybe aijaandikwa explicitly.
Yeah. Don't kiss your girlfriend. So you're like there with your pastor. Now what do I do? So
yes.
To start us off, I want to ask my two lovely co-hosts.
Aki ujapeana shout out.
Oh, Kimori. My two love. Before I do that.
You're stingy with your shout outs. He doesn't want to give love to the viewers. Imagine.
I want to appreciate Chicken.
Seasoned chicken
for your sentiments that you shared. That you shared on solitude and loneliness. I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And let us try to use our names next time. It feels very weird.
It was in the video Do You Have a Jonathan? I think he really expressed a perspective.
The longest paragraph we've seen.
A perspective that men really resonate
struggle with.
Yeah, and struggle with.
So. We really appreciate that. And we hope that next time when you're giving us such lovely comments that you will at least give us the privilege of knowing your name.
Yeah.
So that we don't call you seasoned chicken.
We want to know you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let us continue to just diving into our content. So gray areas, my two lovely co-hosts. Gray areas.
Yes.
One that has just come to my mind, PDA, public display of affection. There is no way, Mandika, you cannot touch the hand of your boa.
Hold it strong.
Hold strongly, Kamata.
Yeah, mtu wako.
So I want to ask either, do you think, or what is your perspective on PDA when it comes to people in the faith? Are they allowed to do it? Are they not allowed to do it? I do.
I think just the way you've said, it's a gray areas. When things are not like explicitly written in scripture, it boils down to maybe preference and also what is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be weird for us to say that, or ignorant for us to say that anything is acceptable anywhere, because even aside from Christianity, morality has a place in society. So for Christians, okay, let me speak for me. I think PDA within certain contexts, up to a certain extent, is acceptable. Let me just give an example.
Uh-huh.
We cannot be in a church service and you are fondling your girlfriend. Fine, niwako.
No, that's madness now.
That's madness. Because public, you know, public setups are different.
Mm-hmm.
But if we've...
So when we're alone, we can do it.
No. So, son,
we are talking about PDA, public displays
with
of affection.
With my person.
Yes.
With my person, and we've gone out as friends.
Yes.
And then I hold his hand.
Yeah.
Or he slides his arm across me, and then he wants to fondle my hand.
Yeah.
Is that wrong? Will you feel very uncomfortable
with
that?
No. That's harmless. But is that what we're talking about? PDA? I thought we were talking about the more conk versions.
No, that is supposed... Sorry, for lack of a better term, that's sex.
But is
anything beyond that?
No, what do you mean?
Sorry,
a kiss?
I count kissing
as sex. Or as not sex?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As not sex?
Yeah.
So we explain. Yeah, explain. We need to understand.
Public displays of affection.
If you've
kissed my hand, is that wrong? That's a display of affection, is it not?
It is.
Not unless we are discussing sex, because then that is the problem. Or say certain contexts of we're in church and people are there groping one another, that's an issue.
Yeah.
You're getting.
Yeah.
But if I'm with my friends and we are out, and then this is my person who turns my face and then they lean in for a kiss, is that an issue?
Personally, I don't see the issue.
Yes. Sister Son seems very disturbed by our sentiments and thoughts.
Maybe let's rank PDA. There's stuff that is PG.
Uh-huh.
The same way you have PG-13, PG-16 and
yes.
like...
18 and
yeah, nine. Because it's a display of affection. Holding hands is a display of affection up to whatever level that you reach.
Mm-hmm.
That again is based on personal conviction, guys, because I think in certain settings, we will not use the angle of saying that it is a sin, because Mm-hmm. That's not the angle, because we have talked, we have called it a gray area. Mm-hmm. It's not that scripture has said, like, do not murder, or like the way we read in the Bible, mm-hmm. but. To each their own. I don't know.
I think I can share my sentiments.
To each their own.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. I knew we would get to this point in this
to
podcast.
To each their own, because if we have gone like we are out, we are as friends and everything. I don't know. Read the room. Be an appropriate person as well, because
it's not an express yes or no.
That's why it's a gray area.
Do this outside. It is read the room. It is find context.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wish we had our pastor on this podcast to hear what he has to say.
I think he needs to address it in a sermon, because clearly we're struggling when it comes to this perspective and to this point of view. Yeah. I think it would be helpful for us to list out some of the things and say whether it's yes, no, or maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. According to your own personal conviction and preference.
Okay. So a hug that lingers longer than a minute.
A minute is even too long. A minute. Do you know how long? One, two. Can counting up to 60.
Exactly. So now that is a public display of affection. Good?
Yeah.
Yes.
So now we rank that. Mm. So a hug that lingers longer for a minute.
So yes, being.
Is that yes, that's okay. That's okay. Or
actually, let's just use no? yes or no.
Or so okay.
Yeah.
That one. So a hug that lingers on longer for a minute.
What's for you? Answer, Kingori.
Yes.
Even me, yes.
That is a public that's display so of affliction.
And it's so it's right.
And it's okay.
Okay, yeah.
And it's okay. Mm. Okay.
I wish we could hear what our parents think. Everything is no! No! No!
Of course. And that's why I think we struggle with them, because they're like young people.
Yeah. Or the older generation.
Yeah. Yeah. We generally have an issue with them there. So we've dispensed with a hug.
Yes.
A peck.
Yes.
A peck.
Peck is the one for...
Anywhere. It could be on the side. It could be on the lips. A peck.
That's not a peck if it's on the lips.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just that Mutu. Song. It's just that song of Malisa Fichito.
Hey, yawe.
A peck.
A peck in public, but in a song you can't fire bad manners in private.
Yeah.
So a peck?
Yay.
I wouldn't mind a peck in public.
You wouldn't mind a peck
even a
in
peck
public.
On the lips.
Even a peck on the lips.
Not so between a married couple, between a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind.
I'm telling you to make a long mikono Sunday at church.
Me, it's
we're,
no.
We're gonna be called for a meeting. It's a no. Me, it's a no from you, son.
It's a no.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh my goodness.
It's
what
a
do
no.
I think about a peck on the lips? A peck on the lips, first of all, let me start from this point so that you can probably know why. For me, it is the answer I will give.
That is a strong the answer I will give.
On my wedding day, I'm not even gonna take the shenanigans of you may kiss the bride. That's not gonna happen.
Hug the
you
bride.
Don't want it.
Because why are we kissing in front of people?
So awkward.
Why are we doing that? For me, a peck is as strong as that. So me, I'd say a peck is a strong no, especially on the lips. If it's on the cheek, if it's on the cheek or
this,
the forehead.
This is giving next level fine. Intimacy.
But here it's a bit
like
here it's a bit taking it too far.
I'll start
imagining other things.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a strong no. That's a display of affection, but that's a strong no from my end.
Especially in public, and especially for non-married.
Yeah.
If it's your husband, please enjoy yourself.
No, me, I think even my husband has struggled. Mbona unataka kunichumbele ya watu?
Okay, your personal conviction.
Yeah, that's my personal one. That's my personal struggle.
Yeah.
So we have moved from that. Okay, let's go to sliding arms on the waist and holding on longer and swinging.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay.
So then, what are we struggling?
That's like most times when couples are doing that, it's just sort of giving like a sense of ownership. Like this is my person, you know.
Uh huh.
So yeah, that's not. I don't find that inappropriate because I think also PDA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I look at it from the perspective of Christians, but even non-Christians. Some have issues with PDA,
uh-huh.
So we're just looking at it independently as. Yeah, what does...
So that one we are not struggling with. Then I think we have given our thoughts on the different areas. The one we are not agreeing with is on the chum.
Yeah.
Because King says yes.
Yeah.
But the rest of us say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
One in a big deal, you go to Sawa.
I'm telling you, you're going to be called by Pastor Precious on Sunday. He's going to speak to you very seriously.
So you shared some sentiments on
sir, do you need counseling?
Dig in deeper and explain to me with the use of diagrams.
Yeah. With the use of well-labeled diagrams.
PDA.
And if you're there, you're watching, please tell us your thoughts about PDA.
Yeah.
From your view.
What do you think?
And you can even add the categories from the peck to the hug to the swinging.
To the
and
just side tell us swinging.
What are your thoughts on it? And maybe another gray area would be.
In fact, the question should just be, I think, to everybody who is looking at this episode, do you think it is generally acceptable for any person who's unmarried, opposite sex, coming to close contact, having very close contact?
Even a handshake.
Having a sense of intimacy.
A handshake, at least, I think is universally agreed that we are just saying hello. Yeah. But anything else that is not a handshake, do you even think it's acceptable as a from where you stand? Because you remember there was a time, I think there's this very famous gospel artist, Moses Bliss, that was recently married. And there was a photo that he took for his engagement. And I think his lady, Marie, who's now his wife, Marie Weissbon, she was just innocently, she just lay her head on his shoulder. And there was strong sentiment coming from churches that were saying, you are married, you are engaged, you are not yet married. You are, this is indecent, this is... I was surprised.
That's extremism, I think.
I was surprised. So really, we'd want to hear your sentiment. Some of us are probably on that end of the spectrum. Some of us are still struggling with that. Some of us are clearly, I don't see the problem.
Yeah.
Share with us. We'd like to know.
Yeah. I think before we just conclude, if it's a gray area, you can't condemn somebody scripturally because it's a gray area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it's the way it's written in scripture, do not discern it. That is, we are just opening for you the scripture and you let the Holy Spirit convict you.
Uh-huh.
But gray areas, like that example you've given, whether you feel it has offended you or not, you keep it pushing because it's not expressly written. But anyway,
Kingori.
Yes. Another gray area I want to address will be, and I think this one mostly touches on ladies most of the times, is dress code. Because there are some things that someone will wear. One person will say, she's fine. Another
she's
person will
decent.
Say, this lady, what is she doing?
Yeah.
So what are your sentiments? Or maybe let me go hopes route.
Yeah.
For ladies, if it's not, it doesn't anything have breathing space, please.
Figure hugging.
Please.
Uh-huh.
Stay in your house.
Uh-huh.
If I can see your neckline, collarbone, please.
So Sonia and I would not even be
on this podcast. We would not even be on this podcast. Remove us here.
Remove us. Chase us. Very fast.
Fire us.
So what do you think about that? About the having judgment being passed from two different lenses, especially when it comes to dress code.
Mm-hmm. We were discussing and we were saying modesty is... Do we believe modesty is relative? Or it,
what
or
is
it,
the express definition of modesty?
What is that? I think that's a place to start.
That's the place to start.
Yeah. Because what is modesty?
Because I find that a lot of what goes on around when the discussion of dressing is brought about, it's backed by a lot of personal preference.
Oh. Yes.
It's backed by a lot of personal preference and what people would understand and think that for this culture, this standard, this is what we're going to do. Say, for instance, if I'm dressed like this, I will not be allowed to even stand and give a sermon. Yeah? If I meet somebody from another sect of a church, which we know, I am dressed like this and I'm telling them I am coming from a Sunday service, because I think I would attend a Sunday service looking like this. They would be like,
something is wrong.
Something is wrong with you. Me, if I look at myself and observe myself, I think I'm pretty decent. I'm looking really nice. But for somebody else, this is as indecent as we would come.
Yeah.
Yeah? So I find that it is a lot of personal preference. Sometimes it could be a sect issue.
Yeah, a generation issue as well.
Yeah.
It's definitely a generation issue.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be looked at because I think our generation, we're not very sensitive about dressing. Even if somebody walks into youth church and they have ripped jeans.
Actually...
Go.
But to someone else, it's quite offensive.
It's offensive. And they are truly offended. And we know what Paul says about if whatever you're doing is causing your neighbor, you withhold. But when we are looking at it, at least from the perspective of gray areas, sometimes I think also we use that latitude to oppress people.
To oppress.
And to just... push people down, because like the way you've said, the way you are is generally very acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we say if you have an issue with it, by the way, you fix your heart. Is it always the
Is it always me fixing?
Does it always?
Yeah. Why is it? The one who always has to make adjustments for you.
Yes.
And you do not make adjustments for me. That might sound very selfish, but then again, also as a Christian, I'm called to be considerate.
Yeah.
Of people around me, especially them that are weak in faith.
Which is a good number of people. Yeah.
But I'm also thinking it's also room for someone to grow in the area that they so oftenly fall. Because, let's be honest, in terms of dress code, does it mean every time you go to the CBD, you're just falling?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that when you come to church, your eyes are now open, now you can see?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You, when you walk around the CBD, you don't
see all those things. And you're okay.
And you see hope like this, all of a sudden she's a stumbling block.
Stumbling
to your
block. Why?
I think even we ourselves need the help. Please tell us what you think about that when it comes to dressing. There's some things that ukiangalia, it's outrightly indecent.
Yes, and that's why I think we should still rate. Like, if something is, I don't know, sometimes I feel like people don't even need to be told. If something is above a certain length, that is outrightly just.
Surely you are exposing. Oh,
you remember?
We had seen. We just thought the same thing. So,
why?
I think on our Easter escapades, we happened to go on a road trip.
Yes.
All of us on set, actually. So, Kingori, don't pretend to be looking surprised.
He's pretending to be part of it.
We happened to go on a road trip to a very... My God, our country is beautiful, but I digress.
With our friends.
So, we were coming from a supermarket, and we saw a lady. She was walking with a guy. And the length of her skirt, even we ourselves,
appalling.
Were perturbed. We were perturbed because everybody turned to look at her. Even the security guards at the gate. Everybody was silent for a moment.
It was so shameful
to just look at her, because as she was walking, we could see
everything. Nothing was left to the It was so shameful.
Now I do completely understand that people are free to dress and whatever, but honestly, there's some things, if you did not want to dress,
there's
something that you've put on. Don't cheat us, something you've put on, but in essence, hakuna kitu umeva.
Yeah.
So in terms of dressing and decency, there are certain lines once crossed. There's a unanimous thought.
We can't even call it a gray area
anymore.
This is wrong.
I think
where
probably gray comes in is when it comes to sense of style and fashion.
Yes, preference.
Yeah, preferences. And so that's why it's gray. Say, for instance, if you're a lady who likes to dress
like guy-ish.
You like to put on some pants that come off as wide. They don't really...
You don't like feminine
style.
Yeah,
they are not very feminine style as much. Is that...
That's a gray area.
Yeah, is that wrong?
Because she's covered. There's nothing that is being left to the information. But there are people who are very offended.
Act by that.
Yeah, like, can you dress like a girl? Can you be more feminine? That's definitely a gray
area.
That's not wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not indecency. Mm-hmm. That's not... Scene.
It's just that people really
you can't
don't
call
like it.
Scene.
Yeah.
So do they change how they dress? Is it put boundaries? Or they have conversations around it and say, this is my sense of style. And whatever you're doing is not per se kind, loving, does not expect me. It does not. So.
I think you can't please everybody. Okay. You can't keep conforming to, the standard is the word of God.
Yes.
At the end of the day, that's what we look at as a guidance, as a blueprint for life. If the Holy Spirit has truly convicted you and you're okay and well within that reach, please live your life. Live your life. Don't feel oppressed, because people will always have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
You will break your back trying to fit into every single mold that human beings have. You'll just let God, and we pray that you actually have a relationship with God in a way that you hear the voice of the Spirit leading you. Because I think when I was a baby believer, everything would affect me.
Yeah.
You'd come to church, somebody has a comment about your dress code or something, and now you are hurt. Mali mefika. If the Holy Spirit has not convicted me that what I'm wearing is wrong, you're just one who has chosen to be personally offended, that's on you.
And let me tell you, when you make the Holy Spirit your friend, when it comes to such things, there's a time he will stop you on the door.
Exactly.
He will stop you on the door and he'll tell you, this one, I think, to go for missions,
No.
Yeah. I think Pastor Judith was saying the other day she talks to the Holy Spirit. When she wakes up in the morning, she comes to the church, she starts asking, Holy Spirit, what do I wear today?
Yeah.
What do I wear? And she picks out her, you know, it looks
her
so silly.
Outfit. But based on that.
Yeah. If you have incorporated that into your lifestyle, you should be good. Yeah.
And maybe one last gray area would be, for those of us who are, you like going out, experiencing new things. Let's say, for instance, kizomba. Yeah. Do you think, let's use kizomba for this scenario. I go out, I like kizomba, I like the dancing, I like how, you know, everything about kizomba just is like, it's appealing to me. Would we call such things a gray area? Mm-hmm. Would you consider kizomba a gray area?
I wish Sonia starts by commenting on that.
How do you start
commenting on that before I can give my strong sentiments.
Kizomba is an African...
Yeah. Actually, explain what
kizomba
is.
Kizomba is an African style of dancing that originated from Angola. Mm-hmm. That is if you know salsa, it's not very far off from salsa.
It's a more contact. Intimate version of salsa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, because you've said gray areas, this boils down to what you truly believe. Uh-huh. I feel that... Kizomba, I don't know, guys. No, anything that involves excessive physical
touch
can awaken lust. Nobody is immune. Mm-hmm. Don't place yourself on a high horse and say, me, where I've reached with God, these things don't affect me. These affect
the weak believers.
The weak, those ones who are struggling with these basic last things. Mm-hmm. So, personally, for me, kizomba would be a no. I believe in the context of a marriage, two partners, not just a girlfriend or a boy, like, that's okay, because even if that you can't even call it last, whatever it awakens, you, God has blessed.
God has blessed.
Carry on with whatever you are feeling. But in the context of especially us young people, believers, you are trying to walk this journey of purity, doing anything that would even lead you down a path that you may compromise. You know, you may feel like you do it today, you're like, I'm okay. But it starts planting small seeds in you, and then it may manifest 6 months later. It may not manifest that same night, and then you're not even able to make that correlation that these things that I've started becoming permissive towards are the things that have led me there. So I for me, if you're young, if you're single, you're a Christian, kizomba and any other form of that type of things that involve very close physical intimacy between a guy and a girl, no. That's my stand.
What do you even say after that? Personally, I love dancing, and I think I love experiencing different types of dance. But if I was to now be asked as Hope, if I went out dancing and then here's kizomba, currently I'm not attached to anybody, I do not have a partner, I'm not dating, or and then this is kizomba, would I dance it with a stranger? I would absolutely not. I would not. And so I don't think I would be very lenient to somebody else doing the same thing. Maybe it's personal preference, but I would not allow that, because even when I dance, I really do not allow guys to come close to me. You know, there's this weird types of dancing we do, and people, you go out, people start
and
dancing weirdly,
feeling on
and
you.
People are feeling on you, people
and
want to touch
no,
you and all
just
that
dancing.
And we're just dancing. No, I think that's absolutely wrong, because then again, our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and we need to preserve them and protect them as such. And so if I am not married, the only other person apart from the Holy Spirit who's allowed to touch this body is my husband.
Yeah.
So if he's not, I think that's an express no.
It's a gray area when we are single, but it stops being gray, at least for kizomba, once you're in marriage.
Yeah, that's what we feel.
That's.
We'd like to hear what other people.
What do you think, King Hori?
Yeah.
I'm at a crossroads.
You're at a crossroads.
I'm at a crossroads. I'm at a crossroads.
Hopefully we will help you.
I'm at a crossroads because on one hand, I'm thinking... yes, I get it. So kizomba is very, you are in each other's space all the time, all the time. And it's very engaging. And for me, that is what attracts me to kizomba, because it's very engaging.
The close contact.
And we are able to actually go through the motions together.
Yes.
But then on the other hand, I can't argue, because it doesn't affect me. Let me do it regardless, because now it feels as if it's everyone be damned, I'm going to do this. There's no love in it. There's no thought taken in it. It's just, this is what my expression looks like, this is what I'm comfortable in, this is
yes.
what...
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes, everyone is doomed. I don't think... So I'm at a crossroads because on one hand, from where I sit,
yeah.
I have no issue with it.
You've got no issue.
But on the other hand, from hindsight, there'll always be people who have an issue with it, and their issues are founded. They're mm-hmm. not fallacies. They're not at a... You know those things someone tells you, like, that's just pure preference. There's no preference.
That's just you.
But for Kizomba, there's backing that can be founded in something that has substance.
Yeah.
I've got a question. Mm-hmm. In fact, no, just
that
finish.
Has substance. So it's that's why I'm saying I'm at a crossroads, because on one hand, from where I stand, I'm not in an issue with it.
Yeah, you'd be okay doing mm-hmm. it, yes.
But from the other hand, I understand where someone is coming
from. Where somebody is coming mm-hmm. from. My question, I think I want to direct this directly to Son, sorry, and ask, Kizomba for a married couple in public.
Mm-hmm.
It's a close contact dance.
Mm-hmm.
Kizomba for a married couple in public. Is that appropriate or not?
That's okay for me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Interesting. Because I'm trying to now relate it to the first question that we were asking.
Yeah.
On now, if we rated PDA. Kizomba as a PDA. If we rated Kizomba as a PDA, is it something we are okay seeing? I'm married to my husband and we are dancing Kizomba in front of you. That's hypothetical.
For me, it's okay because of the... You see, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it from the perspective of not arousing things that can lead you to mm-hmm. sin.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, let's say Kizomba is not, it's actually not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Kizomba, that's why we're calling it a gray area. Mm-hmm. It's not sin, but it's leading. It can arouse things that can lead you down that way.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's not offensive if it's being done by a married couple mm-hmm. at all. It's not even offensive, really. It's more of precaution.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, protecting yourself and not... I think I saw a little talk about just because I'm forgetting the exact wording, but like don't play with temptation
mm-hmm.
just because you like nobody is immune mm. because you feel like you can manage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with it. You give the devil an inch, he takes a mile.
Mm-hmm.
A crack like this, you say, no, it's just no. How many of us have gone through things like that? It started off as something very innocent, and then you just allowed a small crack like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are here solving a huge case because you are 6 months
pregnant. Because you're 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And you don't remember who the father is.
Yeah. So that's at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
As you conclude, I really liked the conversation on gray areas. This is what I'll have to say. Paul says everything is permissible,
yeah,
but not everything is beneficial.
And I think that's where most things that are gray area land there. So if it's of benefit to you and the people around you, be my guest.
Yeah.
Go and do it. But if, like for Kizomba now, I'm rethinking, if it becomes an issue and it's founded on something...
Mm-hmm.
Wait until marriage. It's not so far off. Or go for salsa. It's a close substitute.
Exactly.
It's a close substitute.
We're not saying don't dance. Don't enjoy yourself. Like
no, Kigari, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're looking at me smiling and you're thinking I'm disagreeing. I'm not. I think something has just popped into my mind right now. Christianity is entirely a religion that is founded on consideration for other people. When Jesus Christ came, he summarized the two commandments with love. The first one is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. The second one is to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. To be able to accomplish loving God means that you are also able to love your neighbor.
Mm.
And if you love your neighbor, then you also want them to be able to meet the same God that you want to, right?
Yeah.
And so if you will be the cause of what will cause them not to attain that, you do not love your neighbor, therefore you do not love God. So it may be very uncomfortable for some of us because you generally, genuinely want to do something, but because of your neighbor, who you've been called to love, because loving them is akin to loving the Lord, then you will have to grit your teeth. That's how I see it.
True.
Wow. And on that bombshell.
And on that note.
Don't forget to share the great areas you've had and how you've handled and tackled them. Thank you very much for listening to us. We'll always be the Vineyard Podcast. podcast.
You're on a roll, Kingari, today.
Apo ya kwanza ulisema nini?
Hey, please.
Tukumbushe. Tukumbushe.
See you on the next podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye.
Bye-bye.